during your first signing of the close season is Dara Murky. What made you think he was a perfect fit for Derry City?
I think the kid just ticks all the boxes for what we're about as a club, the levels of professionalism, how you want to play, his legs, his energy, his willingness to win. And I think the big thing for us is how seamless this transition has been. Of he wanted to be part of this Derry team. He liked how we played. As I say, we talked about how he wanted to train, how we think we can make him a better player. And even at 27, 28, he's still very open to improving, to developing. So it was a really, really easy one. And he's a kid that I think that we can try and get so much more out of.
Have you got to set a position for him? Is he one of those players that's going to bring flexibility to the squad?
I think he's one of those ones that we want to create now where nobody's safe. And you earn the right to pull that shirt over your head on a Friday, and that's what we got to get ourselves to. Slowly but surely, I think we're getting ourselves there, and I think Dara shows that. There's not one person that I've spoke to over the last number of weeks where you're guaranteeing a place. You're coming in to fight for the shirt, and that's, as I say, what we want to create at this football club.
Was it always important to try and find somebody with his creative attributes to come into the midfield and possibly cause some danger?
Yeah, as I said, I think there's so much more ahead of Dara. I think obviously our style of play is very different from Drogheda's style of play. And I think Dara is the type of lad that probably comes alive in possession and that final third. And I think having people like Mickey Duffy around you and Gavin Wade around you, and I think we'll bring so much more out of him.
Well, obviously, Derry City fans are hoping that people are going to be added into the lineup pretty soon. And there's a lot of rumours going around, as you probably know. But so the fans are probably curious to know, is there any truth that the club has been in contact with any representatives or the clubs of James McLean, Josh Daniels, or even Patrick McLean?
No comment is probably the answer there. There's lots of things going on behind the scenes, and there's a lot of hard work going on from top to bottom in the club. We want to strengthen, and we want to bring in players that we feel will get us closer to where we want to go. And that's probably all I can say at this stage.
Coming out though, there's still two players that haven't been announced about their future. That's being Sam Todd and Ronan Boyce. Have you held talks with them, and have they been positive?
There is talks going on with Ronan Boyce, yeah. Obviously, Ronan's a kid that we would like to stay at the football club. He's been here a long time. He had a good season last year, so he's a kid that we really like. He's a good kid in the changing room, and he wears his heart in his sleeve. Sam is another one that we did speak to, but where that's going to go, I don't know.
And with Mark Connolly leaving, have you given any thought yet to club captain for 2026, or is it too soon for that conversation?
It's probably just a little bit too soon to that. As I say, there's lots of people that we're talking to, and lots of people that would like to get in. We've still another couple of weeks before we're back in for pre-season, so who knows?
With everything comes with close season, do you actually enjoy it, having to listen to all the rumours and the comings and goings and having to deal with players, etc.?
I actually just go on that fans forum to see who we're signing, to be honest. They know more than I do. No, listen, I think that's the big thing, and that's the fun and all for the supporters of this is their club, and this is what they wake up thinking about and go to bed thinking about. And I think it's great for them, to be honest, that they, some of the players that they have coming in, if we can get some of them, I'll be delighted.